Welcome, and thanks for listening to Intrinsic Investigations. My name is Mr. Olivo, and I created this podcast because I've been fortunate enough over the last decade to see unique and thought-provoking projects happen in my classroom, and we wanted a place to showcase them. The true heart of this podcast lies not in the content discovered, but in exploring the personal stories of these young researchers as they journey through uncharted and unfamiliar intellectual terrain. By sharing their stories, we hope to normalize the challenges and frustrations that come with independent research, and also share those moments where students transcend the normal grind of the school day to discover concepts that range from the global to deeply personal. We will begin with a brief introduction to the student of focus, why they pick their topic, and discuss their growth over the course of the last year. It should be mentioned that the opinions expressed in this podcast in no way reflect the opinions of our school district, Bergen County Technical Schools and Special Services, or our school itself, Bergen County Technical High School Teterboro, or the College Board. The work detailed in this podcast was most likely completed in AP Capstone, but this podcast is in no way affiliated with the College Board. For this episode, we're going to be talking about video game violence, and the person sitting across from me plays video games, so how appropriate that he talk about video game violence. You want to introduce yourself, Jacob?
I'm Jacob Lee. I'm in the digital media major, and I decided to do research on video games because of my personal relationship with them. So,
what's your favorite video game?
I'm going to say my childhood favorite is Undertale.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, Undertale, I think.
Undertale.
Yeah.
Megalovania and all that.
Yeah.
Would we categorize Undertale as a violent video game?
Definitely depends on how you play it.
Okay.
Right? Because there is like a genocide route or a pacifist route. So you can actually decide that for yourself.
Yeah, all I know really about it is the music. My son's very into the music. All right, so Undertale was your favorite childhood video game. Would you say that's the game that got you into playing video games?
Ooh, no. I think it was Roblox.
Roblox.
I started playing Roblox when I was 5 years old. So that definitely got me into like video games. And then my brother encapsulated on that and like introduced me to League of Legends. And yeah, spiraled from there.
Are you a competitive gamer?
Yeah. I used to play competitive Valorant when I was younger, like on a semi-professional level. So
walk me through is Valorant a first-person shooter?
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter. It's very similar to Counter-Strike.
Okay.
But it doesn't take that like terrorist, counter-terrorist type of vibe. It's more cartoonish. So
okay. Yeah. We're going to... Well, this is interesting because you're already raising a bunch of points that I guess are going to be explored in your work. You examine the perception of video game violence in commentary on YouTube, like what people were saying in response to videos about violence levels in video games. But already it seems like we've talked about Undertale, Roblox, Valorant, Counter-Strike. All of these games have, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but some element of violence to them. But like literally Super Mario Brothers has an element of violence to it if you jump on a Goomba's head or a Koopa Troopa. So what have you noticed since you were the age of 5 and playing Roblox in the evolution of violence in the gameplay that you're exposed to?
Well, in games like Roblox, violence, like you can definitely see it with like the type of fighting games they have. But when I was younger, I personally didn't notice it. I didn't really think that that was violence, because when I was actually like a young age, if I saw games like Halo, I was actually kind of disgusted. I was like personally scared to play those games. So when there was like violence depicted in games like Roblox, I didn't really see it as violence at that age. Maybe because I was also like used to it at the time.
Okay. And you're talking about this variable of realism, I suppose, too. Roblox does not look nearly as real, unless I'm mistaken, compared to Halo.
No, you're definitely right. And it's actually something that this person, like this school, has talked about. Because when I tried to make the esports club, they made the argument that we weren't allowed to play video games like CSGO or Rainbow Six Siege because they were realistic, but games like Fortnite were fine because they were cartoonish.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because realism, like what it says, it's like it gives that vibe that it is real, and people might think that because it seems real, then it can affect people, just like how some people think watching movies can affect how someone's view on, like, let's say, like, there was a movie on gang violence, and because of its, like, realistic features and, like, the setting and everything, people might think that is, like, true and change their opinions on that specific idea.
Your work seems to be centered around assumptions about violence in video games having a causal relationship with violence in real life. And even in the dialogue we just had, there's this assumption, like you just mentioned at the school, that the realism of the violence in the game will then cause violence in real life. Because again, an 8-bit Super Mario jumping on a mutated mushroom doesn't seem, I guess, as threatening as a first-person shooter where you're adopting the perspectives of someone who's firing a gun at somebody else. And there may be certain levels of gore that are completely absent from older video games where the graphical limitations just wouldn't allow for that.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And even in the comments that I analyzed, like, some people bring that up. Like, there were, like, a younger demographic of comments. They, like, usually range, like, in the age of, like, 12 to, like, 15. They kind of, like, stated it. But they kind of used the argument that, like, again, like, playing Mario and stomping on Goombas wouldn't make them violent. But then people who are older and make comments about, like, GTA 5, they say that they've played those violent video games, which are, like, actually violent their entire lives, and they personally have never been a violent person. And so some of them even say that they're disgusted by seeing gore or blood in real life, too. So it was really interesting to see, like, even the difference in demographic and their opinions on that.
All right, so we're already getting into the nature of your work and getting into some of the anecdotes that were shared on social media. Let's rewind for a second. What, from your literature review, what does it seem to be, what seems to be the state in psychology or neuroscience about the relationship between violent video games and violent behavior in users? Is there any relationship? Is there no relationship?
I would say, to be honest, the topic is still heavily debated. But from what I've seen in like contemporary research, especially, they lean towards no correlation. Although there are still some sources that come out saying that there is a correlation, or at least like a small correlation, between playing violent video games and aggression levels. And I think that in comparison to what was like seen in early years, like 2000. Which was very, like, most of the sources during those years said that video games actually cause violence, but that has decreased, like, dramatically in, like, the year 2025.
Okay. And in the year 2000, the most realistic game system at your disposal was what, an original Xbox, possibly? I don't even remember when the original Xbox came out.
In 2020?
Yeah.
It was probably just...
I'm saying in the early 2000s.
Oh, the early 2000s. Yeah, it was, like, those really, like, the original Xboxes or, like, those... I think PS2s.
PS2s or N64, I guess, was on the tail end of the way out. Now graphics have become
much more realistic.
Much more advanced, yeah, and much more realistic. So it's interesting that the research has become more muddied, but it might speak to what you were just saying of the realism might actually make certain people squeamish, for lack of a better term. And in some articles I came across while I was trying to research this as well prior to this conversation, there is a very mixed bag of results. Not necessarily aggression getting higher. The one thing that maybe there's a relationship is empathy decreasing in users, where they're just constantly, and they have to be habitual users of games.
Yeah, I think the reason for that is because of, like, studies on desensitization. Like, people who, like, researchers who have studied violent video games and their effects, they say that they make people, like, used to seeing those gory images, and for that reason, their empathy levels may decrease. But the core focus on that is like the difference between short-term effects and like long-term effects. So studies that do say empathy levels decrease, there are a lot of studies that say that's only in the short term.
Right.
Yeah, and then in the long term, they go away to like back being like normal levels of empathy, and like they're like not like used to seeing that again.
In a way, it would be like if I was playing GTA 5 and then I went out to drive my car immediately after. I was like, oh, I got to run to the grocery store. I'm cutting people off and I'm kind of playing like I would have in the game. And then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Like, I'm not in the game anymore.
Yeah, just exactly.
To see if that impact is there. Interesting. Your work is not going to answer the question of whether or not video games cause violence, because we don't have the resources to do that. So what does your work examine?
Yeah, so my work examines public perception on if people think video games cause violence. And I specifically targeted the YouTube demographic. And the reason I decided to do that is because when I was researching if people thought video games cause violence, I saw three like core surveys. One was from Pew Research in 2015, where 40% of American adults thought that they caused aggression. In YouGov's 2022 survey, they found 48% of American adults thinking they cause aggression. And in Rasmussen's report's 2021 survey, they found 37%. And I thought this was really interesting because me personally, like being very like invested and like inside of the gaming community, that community doesn't think video games cause violence at all. But as I like grew up, I saw a lot of adults like tell me that they do like cause violence. So there's like this very polarizing difference in perspective. And so because there's no like investigation on what people online think, I thought that it would be really important to make like find like those results in order to like correlate it to the findings that, and surveys that were done in the past.
Great. How did you go about trying to answer that question? What did your investigation look like? You said you were using YouTube comments and videos. So how did you systematically analyze those?
Yeah, so I conducted a content analysis, a thematic analysis, and a sentiment analysis. And so I searched up YouTube videos through like the relevance tab to make sure that these videos were like the most popular on the debate and like the videos that were the most exposed. And so I took 40 of these videos, and some of them were like arguing that video games do cause violence, and some of them were arguing that they don't cause violence. And from those 40, I used like this Appify comment scraper, which helped me gather like 2,000 comments like very efficiently to analyze if the comments were saying that they think video games cause violence or not. And then so I had like this comment exclusion criteria, and it was basically stating that I would not use any comment that did not talk about video games or have a stance on the debate. And so I gathered 200 randomly like generated comments from like a number generator to like make it random, so I wouldn't like biasly like pick a comment that I thought would work better in my study, right? And then from there, I created codes inductively, which means that I basically analyzed these comments, and whatever themes I saw in these comments, I would create a code for it, or basically a category that I can put these comments under. And I ended up with like 19 sub-themes, three main themes. And these main themes were anti-violence link, so people thinking video games don't cause violence. And then pro-violence link, where people do think they cause violence. And then neutral or mixed views. So I think from there, it really like set up the rest of my paper.
Within those themes, for example, the pro-violence link, what were some things that people were saying? Were they asserting anything in particular about the video games cause violence?
Those pro violence link comments, like usually they had no evidence behind them. They were usually just statements and claims. So one specific comment was just a comment: "Video games make psychopaths," and that's it.
And that's it. That's the comment.
Yeah.
So then flip it for the anti position, or the position that video games do not cause violence, were people offering alternatives for the violence, or were they just making claims like that where video games don't cause violence in all caps, and that was the commentary?
That was actually a part of it. Some people did do that, but there were so many different comments and perspectives and like reasons as to why people think video games didn't cause violence. It was like way more broader. Some people blamed like the media and politicians for saying video games cause violence. And so like these people blamed it more on gun control issues or environmental factors or even parents, saying that it's not the video game's fault. It's like your fault for not managing like these guns properly, or you're not taking care of your children properly.
So the blame was placed less on the video games and more on authority figures like politicians, parents, and the like.
Exactly. And some people even qualified that by saying like they've played video games their entire life and they weren't violent, so it's got to be something else.
Interesting. You know, we started this conversation talking about your relationship with video games. Maybe let's shift it to what you just spoke about. How have the words of politicians or parents or other authority figures shaped your perceptions of violence?
Related to video games specifically?
Just related to anything, because I think that there are some studies out there that try to examine the impact of video games, but also if they can moderate and try to explore if the perception of violence is normal, does that lead to more violence in the video game user? What I'm trying to get at is, what shaped your perception of violence growing up, simultaneously while you were feeling like Halo was just too much at the time, but Roblox was just fine? Were there other factors that were informing your take on violence? Whether or not violence is normal?
Yeah, because I was at such a young age, I think like everything was actually affecting me, like movies, TV shows, video games, and just what people were telling me. I think like at a very young age in my life, I was actually, while I was playing video games, I've actually had moments where like I kind of stopped playing them while like I was playing them, and had like a eureka moment saying like, it's like, but I'm, like, what am I doing? Like, is this right? Like, is this like too violent? Like, is this like normal for me to play? I think like those factors definitely play into like creating that perception. And I think in a way, politicians are those factors for adults, right?
Okay.
Like, politicians are what is affecting what adults think about video games. And I think that's why like this research is actually very important. Yeah, so I feel like...
We'll elaborate on that. This research is important. Why? Because you're getting the perspective of non-adults?
I feel like because we can understand like why people might think video games cause violence, like even despite research saying that usually there's no correlation or even like all of that like scholarly information. Because if people do think video games cause violence, there was a study done by Bernstein in 2013 where he basically found that laws could be created by public perception. And so,
for sure.
Exactly, right? So if a lot of people think video games cause violence, then they'll probably, like, they use more like funding for it. Like Barack Obama, when he was president, put more funding into video game research because of worries if they cause violence or not. Even in Donald Trump's first term as president in 2018, he, after like a shooting in the United States, he blamed video games for it and media instead of like gun control issues and all of that. And people say that's to protect like their Second Amendment. And yeah, it gets very political from there.
It does. I can recall I was old enough to remember when this happened, but in 1999, when Columbine occurred and the association with Doom, which was a game that I played as a high schooler, and it didn't really even think much about it. It's like, okay, I'm like chainsawing down a demon or whatever. But I remember there was this urban legend that one of the shooters made the school in a custom map. And I think you might have even mentioned this in one of your presentations.
Yeah, I mentioned it in both my paper and presentation because it actually was kind of the reason why so much of these like research papers were made, right? So one of the biggest and most influential papers were Anderson and Bushman in 2001, which was made 2 years after the Columbine shooting. And they actually, in their abstract introduction, they cited the Columbine shooting as like one of the reasons why they were creating this research paper in the first place. And that paper found that video games actually increase violence and like pro-social behavior and everything like that. But
or antisocial, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, and so from there, like scholarly research like exploded in that inquiry. It was all because of that the Columbine shooting incident. But I'm pretty sure you like, you told me that that was an urban legend.
And I can't find any evidence online that this map has ever existed.
Existed, exactly. But the fact that
it's out there.
Right? That idea is there. But even if it's not true, it's kind of what caused like much of this inquiry and these scholarly sources being created. So just that initial idea that video games do cause violence.
Well, you're getting to an interesting point, which seems to be that if we perceive it to be real, it might as well be real. Even if the scholarly literature is saying that it's a very mixed, nuanced association, if people are out there asserting a very straightforward, well, A causes B. Mm. If you play this, then this causes, you know, if you play this game, this is what's going to happen. I think that's kind of the problem. If we don't have evidence to back it up, we need to be able to let ideas go.
Exactly.
And it doesn't seem like that's happening.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because so many people are like restricting video games to their children with the belief that video games cause violence. And as I said before, public perception can affect these laws. There's already been so many attempts to restrict video games in the past, especially like in our Congress. And I just think it's like really important, because the reason I thought this was like a really interesting and like important topic to talk about is because the funding that could be going somewhere else, like gun control issues and background checks, which from what I saw in like Siegel's paper or Fox's paper, they stated that those were the most imperative factors in what causes the shooting. More research and funding and efforts to like make sure that people who have guns are trusted would be like more important than researching if video games cause violence, especially because there's now been like 20 years of literature on this, and the majority of them are still saying that they don't cause they don't like associate to increased levels in aggression.
So, or at best, that association is limited.
Exactly,
it seems. And again, it seems like a large amount of the work done in this class, particularly this year. You know, I'm going to reference a previous episode with Venna, is this idea that what we are exposed to, excuse me, on some level does impact us. And that makes sense. Like on some level it impacts us. Whether it's a very straight line of causality is a different question. How do you think... You know, like you read all of these different perspectives and all these different anecdotes. How do they align with your personal experience as a video game player? Do you feel like playing video games has altered how you think about anything? Or is it just you leave it in the game?
For me personally, I just leave everything in the game. But there's so many different types of video games too.
Some of them are story games, some
of them are like first person shooters. But let's say for like the first person shooters I play, like Valorant, I never come out of those like games and thinking that I wanna like shoot someone in real life. That's never something that I've ever like even thought about, right? But
you don't come out hyped up if you just played a really good game. You're like, yeah. Like I mean, I'm not trying to pretend you're grunting about your Valorant play, but you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, those feelings are usually from like competitiveness, right? And so people have made the argument that like people who play competitive video games get more violent, but it's not because of the game, it's because of the competitiveness.
The competition.
Exactly.
Itself.
It's just like how in sports people get hyped up and they like, they start fighting and stuff like that. So it's like exactly like that. That's what scholarly research says on that aspect.
So it would be no different if you were playing hockey or you were playing football.
Exactly, there's no difference.
And you would just leave it on the field or you leave it on the ice.
Exactly. In terms of games that are not competitive, like Undertale, which is a story game, or like The Last of Us, people come out of those with like, people even say with benefits, right? Like they like kind of, because it's a story, it's like a movie, they like learn something, like a value or theme and things like that. So people argue that those video games are actually beneficial to play.
Oh, that's interesting. So there are sources that examine this idea of role-playing games as vehicles for self-development.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. I didn't even know that. You know what? I suppose that makes sense. Mm. I never considered that. Are there any other things that we didn't cover that you feel like are important for people to know about the relationship between video games and violence?
I think we covered the very important parts, yeah. But the topic of video games in general and their effects could be broadened like so much, right? Like, again, people are arguing that there are benefits. I've seen papers that use, like, analyze video games in lowering the amount of mental health stigma, right? So they're actually video games created to help visualize what people with like autism go through or like depression go through to like help alleviate the stigma that those people face. There's like so many different ways that video games are being used for those positive benefits. And there are also like things that researchers analyze that maybe like that show negative like effects. So there are research, there's some research that shows video games make people depressed or like increase anxiety. But they say that that happens because people who play video games with an escapist mindset, like wanting to play video games because they want to escape reality, is when they become depressed. But if they play video games for the purpose for friends or fun, they actually become happier when they play them.
So to make a metaphor here, it would be like someone drinking alcohol to try to forget their problems,
exactly,
to escape their problems.
Yes.
But in this case, the person's using technology and not a chemical substance as a way of avoiding whatever it is in their reality.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Interesting. So what advice would you have for parents out there who have kids who like playing video games that are, let's say, competitive, maybe fun and highly competitive, but also have an element of violence to them?
I think it really depends on the parents' like values, how they want to raise their kid or anything. But let's say a game like Fortnite, where there's no like blood or gore, I think they should be a lot more lenient towards games like those. Because I've seen parents say that their children should not play those like type of video games. But personally, I understand if they don't want to let their child play games like CS:GO or Rainbow Six Siege with the amount of blood and like realistic like aspects of the game, because that's kind of like the preconceived notion that they're more real.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think it's unfair to say that those games will actually make your child more violent. So just to keep that like in mind.
What would you consider the most violent video game you've ever played? That you've ever played. You didn't have to play it habitually, but like a game that you play and you're like, wow, this is pretty violent.
I'll say Mortal Kombat.
Oh, like the new ones?
Yeah, even the older ones are very gory, actually. So
yeah, they're quite over the top.
That's like their whole theme, I guess.
That's the whole
part of it, yeah.
I can recall when I was a kid playing, it was, I'm probably not going to get this right, I think it was called Soldier of Fortune, but it was the first game where, depending on where you, it was a first-person shooter where you fired the gun, like limbs would fly off.
Ooh.
So and I remember being like, what the heck is going on right now? Like, I just didn't know what I was getting into, and I think I was probably like 14. But I guess that was the selling point at the time, was, oh, it's like hyper-realistic. If you shoot this particular limb, it'll fly off. My apologies if that's not correct, Soldier of Fortune developers from 1998. I guess Mortal Kombat's always kind of been mired in controversy, even when it first came out for the Super Nintendo. It was sweat was leaving the body instead of blood. And I have seen the most recent Mortal Kombat iterations, and the fatalities are pretty gory, yeah. Pretty gnarly.
They're even banned, not in the US, but they're banned in some European countries and Asian countries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You cannot play Mortal Kombat.
You can't, yeah. And I'm pretty sure when GTA first came out, it was banned in the UK as well. So...
And I'm assuming it was banned with the intent of curbing violence or
antisocial
behavior.
Yeah. They said it was like too violent, so it's not just like a United States problem, but it is a universal problem.
Oh, that's interesting to know. Your work definitely seems like a stepping stone for further research on this topic. What do you think researchers should explore, if maybe not violence as the variable, if it's some other form of antisocial behavior, what do you think research, what do you think deserves funding in terms of exploring video games? It doesn't have to necessarily be a negative thing. It could be exploring that competitive side, and maybe there's some value there. But like, what do you think? Where do you think video game research should go next, if not the Violence Association?
That's a very good question. But
I try.
Yeah, no, there's so many different like ways that the research could expand video games, but the topics are so like different. So I'm just gonna focus on the violence part.
Okay.
I think that research should investigate kind of why people are holding like the preconceived notion video games cause violence, as well as to investigate like the differences between seeing something as a cartoon and something that it like seems real,
yeah,
and how that affects what people think about the video game. Because that, I think that's where the issue lies, like inherently.
Oh, I'm sure with AI integration into graphical engines, like I'm sure things are going to get even more realistic,
exactly,
in the near, yeah, future. All right, any words of advice you have for future researchers, or anything else you want to leave with? Because we're out of time.
I would say to be passionate in your project, have fun, don't stress about it too much, and listen to your coach, Mr. Levo, because he does help a lot.
I try. You know, stress just enough. Don't stress too much, but just enough.
Exactly,
just
exactly.
Enough in that sweet spot. All right, thank you for your time, Jacob.
Thank you, Mr. Levo.
All right.